USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is mourning the loss of the 13 service members who were killed in a bomb attack at the airport in Kabul, Afghanistan.
The lives we lost today were lives given in the service of liberty, the service of security, the service of others, in the service of America.
He said to those who carried out the attack, "We will not forgive, we will not forget, and we will make you pay." U.S. Central Command General Kenneth McKenzie Jr. said the mission will continue.
Despite this attack, we are continuing the mission.
He said they are coordinating with the Taliban.
They have a practical reason for wanting us to get out of here by the 31st of August, and that's that they want to reclaim the airfield. We want to get out by that day, too, if it's going to be possible to do so. So we share a common purpose.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
As tens of thousands of Afghans flee the Taliban in terror, a few families rejoiced as they marked a very special event in their lives. USA's John Clemens explains.
So far, three babies have been born as their parents sought freedom from the Taliban in Afghanistan. During a briefing at the Pentagon, Air Force General Todd D. Walters spoke about a special one.
We've had further conversations with the mom and the dad of the baby that was born on the C-17 inbound to Ramstein. They named the little girl Reach, and they did so because the call sign of the C-17 aircraft that flew them from Qatar to Ramstein was Reach. That child's name will forever ever be Reach, and as you can well imagine, being an Air Force fighter pilot, it's my dream to watch that young child called Reach grow up and be a U.S. citizen and fly United States Air Force fighters in our Air Force. Over.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Seven Capitol Police officers sued former President Trump, the Proud Boys, and others for their alleged involvement in the January 6th attack at the Capitol. The lawsuit is the first to implicate that Trump and his campaign worked alongside far-right extremists and white supremacists to overthrow the 2020 election. Among the defendants named in the suit were Republican operative Roger Stone, the Oath Keepers, the Stop the Steal campaign, and more than two dozen individuals who promoted the baseless claim that the 2020 presidential election was stolen. Thousands of Trump supporters attacked the Capitol on January 6th, immediately following a speech Trump gave at the Ellipse. The protesters stormed the Capitol in an effort to stop a joint session of Congress from certifying the results of the election in favor of President Biden. According to the suit, because of defendants' unlawful actions, plaintiffs were violently assaulted, spat on, tear-gassed, bear-sprayed, subjected to racial slurs and epithets, and put in fear for their lives. Plaintiffs' injuries, which defendants cause, persist to this day. A statement on the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights under law, which is representing the plaintiffs, accused the defendants of violating the Ku Klux Klan Act, which bans conspiracies to use force, intimidation, and threats to keep law enforcement officers from doing their job. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.